bundles of sheaves are piled up into one.
Understand?
You heard like a stick or a shock or something?
Yes.
I heard a shock. Do you know how many sheaves are in the shop?
Did you say how many?
How many?
No, I don't know.
You could say something like, we raised 40 blanks of wheat to make a
bushel.
And, what do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? Say there's something that we have to do today, just the two of us. We'd say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say, what? We'll, or, are you talking about two of us? If you didn't use that pronoun, we, how would you say it?
You and I.
And if, if you're not speaking to this person, you're just talking about him, you'd say, well, the job is for... I'm fine, but if you're cool, you
don't care. No, I'm all right. I'm just kidding. Then what you get to do? Not too long.
Okay, if you're not speaking to this person, you're just talking about it. You'd say the job, you know, you're talking about the, something that you two are doing. You'd say the job is for... If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you'd say, blank and blank are coming over.
They are
not. What if it was Eggplant and you?
That's it. She.
If you knock a door and it says, who's there? And they know your voice, and so you say, well, it's...
It's me.
And if it were you, and you were doing the knocking, and they knew your voice, you'd say, it's...
I'm sorry.
And if you were expecting someone, a man, to knock at the door, you'd say, oh, it's only...
It's only who?
And if it's a woman?
Some of the
sheep. And if it were two people.
And some of the friends. Okay.